Hello, hearers. This week, it's a change from the usual live gig type arrangement. This programme is a rogue. It is the visit of Christopher Loeb to my dwelling for the purpose of swelling the performance and discussion of poetry.
Chris Cost, it's Christopher Loeb. Christopher Loeb.
Anyway, so here we are in the kitchen. We've got the workman round. It's Andrew Bailey, my friend. He's an actor of sorts, and he might want to do this in character. He's going to mend the rail in the living room. Christopher Loeb's coming tomorrow and we've spruced up the living room. Here he is anyway, Andrew Bailey.
I've been contracted with a group of people to do this.
He's acting, this is not his real voice.
No, I'm a firm. And people used to use the C word with this firm. We are not cowboys. We are not cowboys. We are a firm. And this is not my real voice. No. Okay. What is my real voice then? Oh, thanks very much, John. Can I call you John?
Do you want sugar or not?
Yes, please, Mr. Hegley. You've got, you see the other, oh, they've both come down, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a double job, of course. You need the whole wood splicing in, another piece put in. Now, that is a big job. That is huge. I don't know if I can do this. You didn't tell me that.
This always happens, though.
Right, just put your foot on that box. Couldn't find the right wood. I had to go to the garden, and there was a bit of wood, and it's you'll see by the pieces I've taken off that it's exactly the same diameter. No problem. Well, it's I'll bust your fence.
For those of you who do not know a tree, Christopher Loeb was around the poetry scene from very early on in the 50s. Went to Paris, mixed with the Bohemian scene there, came back to the Bohemian scene in England, did some of the first recordings of jazz and poetry.
He used to be around in the 50s, he used to be around in the 60s too. He wrote some things for Private Eye, he wrote some things for me and you, and he wrote a lot of things for him.
I first met this poet when we shared a bill 2 years ago. Twice we shared a bill that night, actually. Once on stage and afterwards in an Italian restaurant where we discussed poetry and other things. And I thought it would be nice if Christopher Loeb came round to my house and we discussed it for you, poetry, and the curtain rail that had been put up in my living room recently.
Christopher Loeb. Christopher Loeb.
If you just look at this, Christopher, we had somebody did some building work. Look, he's put up, the curtain rail fell down. And this is the work he's done to put it back up. And you see, he's obviously tried to put it in there, hasn't he? Yeah. You see that? And look at this side. What do you think of that job? Hmm. Would you describe him as a cowboy?
No, I describe him as a bodger. A bodging cowboy. You should write a song about that. Bert the Bodging Cowboy.
For 73, he ain't bad at all. He sat in the red chair in the corner, chatted about poetry with me. He looked at the bookshelves, picked some books off the...
What's this bad cow?
That is a magazine.
All right.
A book in a magazine. See, it's interesting, isn't it? It comes like that. It's a nice format. It's from Manchester. And it's sort of these pictures here, refrigerators.
Oh, right.
You like the look of it?
It's terribly 60s. I mean,
it is, isn't it?
The 60s.
You know Bob Cobbing?
Yes, I know Bob Cobbing. Well, I never knew him well,
no.
But I have seen Bob Cobbing in the nude.
Oh,
because yes. He was in a play of a friend of mine, a Belgian friend of mine called Hugo Claus.
Yeah.
And Bob played God.
Oh, yeah.
And God always appears in the nude, you see. Don't see anything by me.
We've got your books. We've been reading them, you see.
Hmm.
We've got them out. Is a guy called Don Moraes or Don Moraes? Do you know him?
Moraes, yes, I knew Moraes quite well.
Did you? Now, his poem Craxton is fantastic.
It's about the painter, John Craxton.
Yes. Is it?
I think so, yes. Get it out.
Don Moraes. How do you say his name?
Moraes.
Moraes. Because I never knew that, you see. I didn't know how to say it. So there we are. If one thing I've learnt one thing about poetry, it's that today. It's how to say his name.
Now, where's this poem? Craxton.
Craxton, yes. It's in there somewhere. Fantastic. It was in British poetry since 1945, which was a great favourite of mine. I used to read that. I used to go to the Comedy Store, and on the bus home, I read that every Saturday night. And it was one of my great favourites in there. And it's...
There we are.
There we are, page 108. It's a beautiful poem, beautiful poem.
Oh, it's not about Craxton the painter at all. It's about his butler.
Do you like it?
I haven't finished it yet. Yes, it's good, isn't it?
But it's strange, the ending. You know, the ending, a soup spoon and a bowl of... He brings me a soup spoon and a bowl of blood.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No.
No, well, I don't understand it.
Well, you do understand it. He's made a mistake. It turns the poem into a sort of thriller, a sort of twist or something. Is Craxton a vampire? Is he a vampire? You know, I don't want to be bothered with that. Well, I would just take the last line off, actually.
Right.
But you think it's the best one in the book?
Yeah.
The only one.
I mean, I didn't... All the others were in such standard metre. I just... It's the fact that he... You know, you look at the... You can tell from the shapes of them.
They're very conventional.
You can look at the shapes of them.
Doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. Well, that's not the point. The point is they can, you know...
Oh, no, I'm only interested in the shape. He never even visited our lavatory, only had a look at our poetry. He didn't come round for the lavatory, he came around here for the poetry. Now, maybe it's time to move on to Hilaire Belloc, actually. Maybe we should move on to Tarantella. This is the first poem that turned me on to poetry.
Oh, really?
When I was a kid, when I was about 10, the teacher read it out to us. And it's the thing is, it's so... it's still so modern.
Yes.
Now, I've...
Now, did you mark it
up? Yes, I did. But I'll be in yellow.
OK.
Well, we'll just give it a go. It'll probably be fine.
Right.
We'll see how we do it.
Tarantella by Hilaire Belloc. Do you remember an inn?
Miranda.
Do you remember an inn and the tedding and the spreading and the straw for the bedding and the teas and the fleas and the high Pyrenees and the wine that tasted of tar and the cheers and the jeers of the young muleteers?
Under the vine of the dark veranda, do you remember an inn, Miranda? And the cheers and the jeers of the young muleteers
who haven't got a penny
and who weren't paying any, and the hammer at the doors and the din
and the hip
hop
hop
of the clack clack clack.
Of the hands to the twirl and the swirl
of the girl
gone chancing,
glancing,
dancing,
backing and advancing,
snapping to the clap and to the spin,
out and in, and the ting
tong
tang of the guitar. Do you remember an inn, Miranda?
Do you remember an inn? Nevermore, Miranda, nevermore. Only the high peaks roar and Aragon a torrent at the door. No sound in the walls of the halls where falls the tread of the feet of the dead to the ground. No sound but the boom of the far waterfall like doom.
that's almost it for this week. Just the credits to come your way, folks. Our thanks to Andrew Bailey, Bobby Hulse, Jackie DiStefano, Christopher Logue, who has a recent book, Prince Charming, published by Faber and Faber. Read it myself, as has Nigel the producer. We both enjoyed it thoroughly. Thanks a lot. Goodbye. Oh, first of all, here's a song about love and politics, really. And love is more important. Kenny boy has gone and left the party in another fashion, so have we. Kenny boy, he's a party pooper, but who's gonna scoop up you and me? Ken's an independent candidate, but can you trust anybody to be a president in a worker state? Frankly, I don't give a monkey's. The party's over. The party's over. And politics are overrated. The party's over. Politics are overrated. The personal presides over the social. I have got my own affairs to run. There's no mayor who has a prayer of being influential there. The party's over. The party's over, and our colours they have run. Red Ken, he got Tony Money. Red Ken, he made Frankie frown. Red Ken, he lost a lot of brownie points. And you, we ceased painting the town. The party's over. The party's over. Something's getting us both down, down. I can say whatever happens, keep the Tory glory days at bay. I can say it, but I haven't even got my heart in saying that. The party's over. The party's over. The party's over.